This meditation is called a mountain meditation, meant to bring you into a sense of stillness and silence, coming into a natural state of being. This meditation is normally done in a sitting position, either on the floor or on a chair, and begins by sensing into the support you have from the chair or the cushion, paying attention to actual sensations of contact. And so, slowly and gently getting into a position that is seated. And now finding a position of stability and poise, the upper body balanced over the hips and shoulders in a comfortable yet dignified posture. The hands on your lap or knees, arms hanging by their own weight, like heavy curtains, stable and relaxed. And now, actually sensing into your body, feeling your feet, feeling the legs, feeling the hips, feeling the torso. Feeling the arms, the neck, and the head. And now just noticing that there is a body. That is supported by the surface underneath it. And when you're ready, allowing the eyes to close or simply relax, bringing awareness to the breath. The actual physical sensations of breathing. Feeling each breath as it comes in. And as it goes out. As best of you as you can, just allowing the body to do the breathing. No need to change anything right now. Knowing you are breathing perfectly well, right? And there's nothing for you to do about it. Allowing the body to be still, sitting with a sense of dignity and resolve, a sense of being complete, whole, in this very moment, with your posture reflecting this sense of wholeness. As you sit here, letting an image form in your mind's eye of a most magnificent or beautiful mountain, one that you've seen before or that you can imagine. and letting it gradually come into greater focus. And even if this image doesn't come strikingly to mind, allowing the sense of this mountain and feeling of its overall shape, lofty peaks, perhaps in a large base, rooted in the bedrock of Earth's crust. Allowing the sensation to come to mind. Noticing how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, and how beautiful. Perhaps your mountain has snow blanketed tops and trees, or rugged granite sides. There may be streams, waterfalls, cascading down the slopes. There may be one peak or several, with meadows or high lakes. Observing it, noticing some details. And when you feel ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your own body sitting here, so that your body and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. You share in the massiveness, the stillness, and the majesty of this mountain. You become the mountain. Grounded in the sitting posture, your head being the peak, supported by the rest of the body. Your shoulders and arms, the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, the solid base, rooted into the cushion or chair. Experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from deep within your pelvis and spine. And with each breath, as you continue sitting, becoming a little more a breathing mountain, alive and vital, yet unwavering in your inner stillness. Beyond words and thought, a centered, grounded, unmoving presence. As the mountain sits, seeing and feeling how night follows day. And day follows night. The bright warming sun followed by cool nights. And the gradual dawning of a new day. Through it all, the mountain just sits, through the constant change, It remains still as the seasons flow into one another. Calmness abiding all change. In any season, it might find itself at times enshrouded in clouds and fog, or pelted by freezing rain. People may come to see the mountain and comment on how beautiful it is, or how it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy, too rainy, too foggy, or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. It just sits, being itself. In the same way as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same central and unwavering stillness and groundness in the face of everything that changes in our lives. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We experience a weather of our own. It might help to see that thoughts, feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it all personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our lives is to be encountered, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. So, in the time that remains, continuing to sustain the mountain meditation on your own, in silence, in stillness, moment by moment. Just a bit longer, bringing to mind this idea of silence and stillness. And you may continue to meditate as to being the mountain. But just as a, again, gentle reminder, you might find it helpful to bring the sense of being a mountain to mind occasionally throughout your day to find a sense of stillness and of silence and peace.